do our best to deliver the message that the Lord has for us tonight.
Bless the Lord.
I appreciate all the songs sung, and you know, I'm always looking for a little confirmation in a song or something, to some way for the Lord to let me know and that I'm on the right track and that I'm going the right direction. And sometimes it ain't there. And sometimes I guess that's when we have to step out on faith.
Amen.
Amen. And just go for it.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
I'm still learning. Amen. Y'all pray for me tonight. Pray the Lord's will be done, and that the message that He would have delivered will be delivered.
Praise the Lord.
In the book of St. John, we were in 1 John this morning. The book of St. John, had to turn to chapter 8. Book of St. John in chapter 8, where we'll begin tonight. As we seek out God's will, the message that He has in store for us tonight. In St. John in chapter 8, we'll begin reading in verse 1. It says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning He came again to the temple, and all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto Him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting Him, that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down, and with His finger wrote on the ground as though He heard not. So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Yeah. And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up Himself, He saw none but the woman. He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Yeah. I'm going to stop reading right there, and I want you to know that last verse. This was not planned. Why the Lord led me to this scripture, and the fact that the last verse kind of talked a little bit about walking in the darkness versus the light, which I preached on this morning. That is just, I guess, the way He wants it tonight. So we're going to do the best we can with this. And you know, it's kind of interesting because I hadn't read this piece of scripture until this afternoon. However, after the past week or so, for some reason, the woman caught in adultery had been on my mind. So I looked into it this evening, did a lot of praying, and the Lord started piecing some things together for me, and we'll do our best to get into the Word tonight. You know, as I thought about this woman, here this woman was caught in the very act of adultery.
Yeah.
Now, you must imagine, as the law was in those days, the law of Moses, someone caught in the act of adultery, I was to be stoned. Hey, not stoned to man, but stoned to be killed. Amen. Yeah. But you know, I want you to think about something. This woman here, maybe think about it from her perspective. Here this woman is living in sin, okay? And it's very obvious. She knows that she's guilty. She's been caught by these men who caught her in the very act of it, okay? So there was no question. Her accuser said she was caught in the very act. Hey, I didn't hear this woman deny that she was caught in the act of committing adultery. Hey, but however, they brought her before Jesus. And we know that these men were looking to entrap the Lord. But that's what we're going to focus on tonight. Hey, these men brought her, accusing her, of breaking the law in which she was condemned to be stoned according to the law before the Lord. Okay? And it said that the Lord, when they brought her forth and presented her unto him and told him of what she had done, it said the Lord stooped down and was writing in the ground as though he heard him not. The Lord tells us to be slow to speak.
Yeah.
Amen? The Lord was slow to speak. He had his reason for it. Now, these men once again presented their case unto him. Brought her before him, him being the one to make judgment according to what she had done. And the Lord then, he says, stood up and he said, let him that is without sin among you cast the first stone at her. Now I want you to think about this. These men had brought someone guilty of sin before the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman, I can only imagine, Brother Jerry, what was going through her mind. She no doubt knew what the law of Moses said. She no doubt knew what was coming her way. The death was knocking on her door. But friend, I tell you something, she found a friend in Jesus Christ that day. Let me tell you something. As he had said what he said unto the men, I have you without sin cast the first stone. Hey, let me tell you, the word says that they left one by one. Hey, until none of the accusers were standing there. Hey, when the Lord looked up, he seen only the woman standing there. I can imagine the relief that this woman must have been feeling. Hey, as one by one they started walking away. Hey, I can only imagine the weight that was lifted up off her shoulders. Hey, maybe I can survive this. Hey, but you know what? As the Lord looked at her and said, hey, woman, where's all your accusers? Where did they go? She says, I had none. Hey, they've all left me. Hey, then the Lord did something. He forgave her of her sin. Hey, he didn't just forgive her for the sin of adultery in which she was caught in. Hey, I guarantee you she had the sin of adultery. Hey, brother, she had many more on her account. Hey, but the Lord told her to go and sin no more. Hey, she was free from the body to sin. And because he found a friend, a merciful Lord, that in Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. I want you to think about something. Can you imagine, in this day and time, if we were to be caught in the act of breaking a law here in the day in which we live, can you imagine them hauling you into the courthouse down here in Livingston, or down there in Button County where some of us live? Can you imagine going before a judge and your accuser standing there? The police officer that took you in, maybe his partner, sergeant, and maybe the prosecutors, for the state, are there to present the case before a judge, of what you've done. Hey, could you imagine going into that courtroom, and standing before a judge, that when they presented their case unto him, he looked at them and said, hey, any of you that ain't got sin, any of you without sin, cast the first stone.
Yeah,
and watching them walk out of the courtroom, why would they be so shouting in the courtroom these days, wouldn't they? Amen. But unfortunately, you know, it don't work that way. We have to have laws in this world that we live in. Why? Because men's hearts full of evil and full of sin. And if we didn't have laws, oh Lord, have mercy to shape we'd be. Hey, we may not agree that our court systems and stuff work exactly like we think they should, but we have to have them in place. Thank God that they're there. But I can't imagine going before a judge and him pardoning me and saying, hey, I don't condemn you.
Yeah.
I forgive you. Go and sin no more. But that's what Jesus did that day. Jesus gave that woman life. Her life was fixing to be taken that day. That woman was standing there to be stoned because of her sin. Killed. Do you understand that? She was bound for hell. She had no hope.
Amen.
But all the hope in the world was knelt on the ground before her. Praise God. He said, where are your accusers? They're not here.
Amen.
My accusers that were condemning me, here to condemn me, they're not here.
Yeah.
And he said, neither do I condemn thee. And he said, go and sin no more. He didn't say, your pardon or excuse. Don't live however you want. He said, go and sin no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go and sin no more.
Bless you.
When we come to the altar, humbly on our knees, come to the calling and drawing of God Almighty, and we fall at the feet of Jesus here at the altar.
Amen.
And we pray unto Him to forgive us of our sins.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're forgiven of those sins.
Yeah,
and He says, go and sin no more.
Amen.
Sin is forbidden. Sin is forbidden. Yeah. Read the good Word of God.
Yeah.
Sin is forbidden. Nowhere in the Bible will you find it that you can be free from the bondage of sin and then be told that it's okay to go back out in the world and continue in it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You'll never find that. Amen. One of the things that stuck out to me in this scripture when he said, go and sin no more. And he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have
Amen.
The light of life. Over in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24, I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures here. It says, Matthew 16, 24 says, Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Yeah.
Friend, I want you to think about something. This woman, hey, she had to make a choice that day.
Right.
Hey, she had been forgiven of her sins, and she had to make a choice that day. Hey, to pick up her cross and follow the Lord.
Yeah,
hey, to go back into the bondage of sin and suffer that which she had come.
Yeah.
She had a choice to make. And I believe, according to the Bible, the way I read, I believe this woman bore her cross.
Yeah.
She picked it up and bore her cross and followed the Lord. Now, I got to thinking about this. And I know we've talked about it, we've discussed it. Everybody has their thoughts and ideas about it. I had to meditate and think about what does it mean to me to bear my cross? Jesus said, bear your cross.
That's right.
Pick it up and follow me.
Yeah.
When I think about bearing my cross, Brother Eric, I think about a literal cross. You know, I don't know if I'm wrong in thinking that way, but I think about the literal cross. I think about picking my own, personal cross up. Because you know what? Hey, my relationship, my salvation, it's personal between me and God.
Amen,
so it ain't your cross, it ain't His cross, it ain't my wife's cross. It's my cross.
Amen.
It's my cross to bear. And Jesus told me to pick it up and follow Him.
Amen.
And if I'm going to follow Him, I've got to bear my cross.
Yeah.
What does it mean to me? What does it mean to Brother Brian to bear my cross? When I was thinking about bearing my cross, hey, that's the moment when I say yes unto the Lord and I say no unto the world. Hey, that's the moment that I say I'm going to crucify the flesh and I'm not going to give in to the ways and the wiles of the world. Hey, let me tell you something. That cross is what I pick up every day and I put on my shoulder. Hey, and every step by step, every day, hey, every week, every month, as long as the Lord lets me go on.
Yeah,
it's me and my cross that's there so that daily I can crucify the flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that daily I can die unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, and renew myself.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something, folks. Hey, even in my best efforts, hey, even in my heart's desire as deep and as far down as you can go in it, hey, I desire to do the will of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, but let me tell you something. I fall short. Hey, of the glory of God.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'm bearing my cross. Praise God.
Amen.
Hey, I can crucify. Hey, my flesh to that cross.
Amen.
It's like, Lord, forgive me. I tell you what, when you bear your cross, hey, you got a relationship with the Lord. Hey, you talk to Him every day. Hey, you pray unto Him. Ask Him for strength. Ask Him to fill your heart with love and peace and joy.
Yeah.
I'm helping you to endure each and every second of every day. Helping you through the hard times. Hey, praise His holy name in the good times.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bear your cross.
Yeah.
He said, bear your cross.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not bearing your cross today. Hey, and lay it down tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's not following the Lord. Hey, you won't make the glory laying the cross down on the way.
That's right.
Yeah. But the moment that you lay your cross down, you have separated yourself from the Lord.
Right.
You have let something come in between you and the Lord.
Amen.
You failed to crucify the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, we're not perfect in that, are we, church? I'm not. I can be honest. I'm not. And I can only speak for me. The Bible tells me to judge not. I ain't here to judge. I'm here to be honest. I thank God for a merciful Lord. I thank Him for His mercy. Hey, that woman, no doubt, rejoiced and thanked God for His mercy. That woman was doomed to die that day. Hey, right there in the spot she stood. Hey, but the Lord did not condemn her. He had mercy on her.
Yeah.
And He forgave her.
Yeah.
I tell you what, as Christians, we need to have more mercy on people. Hey, sometimes we're a little too quick to judge. Amen. Hey, we all fall short of the glory of God. But praise God, we have a merciful God. Hey, that we can confess our sins to Him. Hey, we can ask for Him to forgive us. And He is just.
Amen.
And able and willing to forgive us of each and every sin. You know, Jesus didn't bring up that woman's other sins. She was there before Him with a sin. But let me tell you something. The Bible tells me if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all. Sin is sin in the eyes of God. No matter what you've done in your life, sin is sin. Guilty of one, you're guilty of them all. That's what the Word says, because in the eyes of the Lord, sin is sin.
Yeah.
And sin separates. And if you're separated from God because of sin, you can't have a relationship with Him. And you're missing out on all the wonderful things that the Lord has in store for you. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. I like that. I like that. Amen. His goodness.
Yeah.
His goodness is abundant. It's forever and it's unending. And He wants to give it to you. Yeah. As I said this morning, you have to make the choice to accept it. 25 says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it."
Yeah.
You understand that tonight? For whosoever will save his life will lose it. I'm going to tell you something, friend. As long as you are okay with where you're at, separated from God, as long as you are okay living according to the ways of the world, and you've not picked up your cross, and you've not followed the Lord, as long as you're okay, you're doomed.
Yeah.
You're doomed. You know, me and my wife was talking this afternoon, and I was talking about talking about a form of doctrine. I don't want to harp on things, church, and I'm not going to. It's a form of doctrine that, you know what, if I could believe that way, it'd be the greatest doctrine known to mankind. If I could believe that because I confess my sins and am saved, that I can just live however I want, man, I've got a reservation waiting for me in heaven. If I could live that way, what a wonderful way to live. I told you, what I told her, first thing come out of my mouth, I said, all I care about is me. I take care of the flesh and all the pleasures thereof. Live however I want to, whatever I wanted to do, whenever, because I got a reservation waiting on me on the other side. You know what? That would be the greatest doctrine known to mankind. I believe everybody won't get saved if they could live that way.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, that's not how it is.
That's right.
I'm sorry to tell you, it's just not how it is.
That's right.
You can't live however you want and go to heaven.
Amen, that's right.
You can't. It's impossible. Do you understand that tonight? It's impossible. The Lord loves you and He is a merciful God. I've heard people say, the Lord is a loving God and He's a merciful God and He's not going to send me to hell because of the way I'm living. Let me tell you something tonight. He won't send you. You're sending yourself.
Amen.
That woman in the Bible, she had to make a choice.
That's right.
To stop her sinning and receive the abundant life that Jesus had to offer her. For to continue in her sin and lose her life in the end.
Yeah.
We have a choice to make tonight. Every day it's a choice, is an honor.
Amen.
Sister, every day it's a choice to follow the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I made this statement once, and I'll make it again. It came on my heart earlier. Hey, the more Jesus you got in your heart, hey, the more church you got in your heart, hey, the more God you got in your heart, hey, the less room you got for the world.
Amen.
Amen. The more you got of the Lord, the less room there is for the world to get in.
Amen.
Hey, I pray this new year, hey, that God would use me. Hey, that He would work me to death this year. Hey, I ask Him, I beg Him, hey, from deep down in my heart to use me, Brother Bo. Hey, put me to work, Lord. Hey, keep me busy, so busy. Hey, that you run me ragged. Hey, because I desire that.
Amen.
Because I know the more of the Lord, hey, that I got going on in my life.
Amen.
Hey, the less room it is for the devil to get in.
Amen.
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 And that's how it is, church.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him.
Woo!
Bless Him, Lord.
I desire to serve God.
Amen.
He is so good. I've lived a wicked life. I've lived in the sin.
Amen.
I've dwelt in it. I've rolled around in it, brother.
Amen.
Oh, shameful, shameful me. But praise God. I serve a God.
Amen.
Hey, that can forgive me.
Yeah.
And He did forgive me.
Yeah.
And not only did He forgive me, Brother Eric, hey, but He took those sins and He cast them as far as the east is from the west.
Yeah.
Hey, never to think on them again.
Yeah.
But God forgives you. Hey, you are forgiven. Hey, and it is forgotten. And it won't be brought back up against you.
Amen.
Man will. Devil will. God won't. Amen.
Right.
That's your God. That's your merciful,
yeah,
loving God.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. He loves you tonight. I think the Lord sent a message to go out. He loves you tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
You know, I stand up here sometimes thinking, Lord, there's a magical word you could give me to reach one person that's not where they need to be. I wish that he would just miraculously appear, that one word that would pierce your hardened heart tonight. But you know what? It's all good for that.
Yeah.
Every bit of it is good for that. There ain't no magical pill. There ain't no, it's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. It's gone out. And this is what I'd say unto you tonight. As Brother Eric prepares us a song and we all stand, listen to me tonight. I know this is the time we start getting ready to run out the church house doors. You listen to me tonight. If you're not where you need to be with the Lord, if the Holy Spirit of God is dealing with your heart tonight, hey, the word has gone out. Hey, whether I be watering tonight or whether I be reaping, praise God, His word went out. You have a choice. Praise God, He's giving you another chance tonight. If you need to make a decision, if you need to come pray, if you're out of fellowship with the Lord, if you're going through troubles and trials, hey, if you got burdens that are heavy on your heart tonight, you don't have to go out that door in the condition you came in. That's up to you. You can come and make it right now. You can have all those burdens and all those cares and all those troubles. Hey, lift it up off your shoulders tonight. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I bless you. Lord God, bless you. And I bless you, Lord God, bless you. Let it come, Lord God.
Lord,
oh, unto your feet, Lord God. Lord, you know, Lord God, what you sent the name of tonight. You know, Lord God, what it's going to be tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hear the prayer, Lord God. Pray for her, Lord God. And that's still right. Everything that she's sent the name of, Lord God. Thank you. saints are good with you. Come, let's fellowship one with another. Thank you.